You could hear the enthusiasm all over downtown Salida. Cowbells, thousands of them, being rang by an estimated 5,000 spectators who turned out to see the start of Stage 1 of the USA Pro Cycling Challenge. Now, Matt Landry grinned as he peered out on all of this from his propped-open shop door on F Street.
This is great, just to have this amount of people. And
he says businesses like his are welcoming this late-season surge in tourists. Sales here at Landry's Headwaters Outdoor Lifestyles have been up by about 10% in the days leading up to the race.
You know, this is kind of when our season slows down. The river goes away August 15th when they start holding it up at the reservoirs. So it's always good to have people in town. And I mean, this is pretty unique. World-class athletes that not many people get to experience.
The business is also up a couple of blocks away at the First Street Cafe. Owner Darlene Louch is taking advantage of all this increased foot and bike traffic by selling homemade tamales out on her sidewalk.
It's been a great week for the economy.
A great week, but Louch says business has been down overall for at least the last 3 years, something you hear often in tourism-dependent towns across the state still reeling from the recession.
Yeah, it's keeping the tourists coming, thank God, because we need them.
As was the case in Colorado Springs on Monday during the prologue of the race, tourists were coming from all around the U.S. and the world, even in small town Salida, population 5,500.
Religion in Europe.
Anna Lone and a few of her friends flew from Poland to Denver and then immediately drove to Salida to watch the Stage 1 start. She says she's looking most forward to seeing the racers summit both the 12,000-foot Cottonwood and Independence passes later today.
Tomorrow it's going to be a killer. Yeah. It's going to be very difficult. I hope it doesn't discourage them next year.
Nearby, cooling off in the shade in a park along the Arkansas River, John Engelbrecht is already looking forward to next year. As head of the Salida Chamber of Commerce, he was instrumental in putting together this town's bid to host one of the stages.
Salida felt like that we were really prepared for something like this. We have a long history of bike racing and bike events.
Nevertheless, Engelbrecht says business has been a bit slower than expected. For one, there were still hotel rooms available. That's notable since race organizers and some local officials had predicted more than 50,000 spectators to show up in and around Salida and up to 1 million across the state over the 7-day event.
Do you think that's really going to happen, that many people?
I've been asked that question about 1,000 times. And my answer is the same. Our crystal balls are cloudy. This is an inaugural event. This is the first time it's ever been done. And so sometimes you throw a party and everybody comes, and sometimes you throw a party and nobody comes.
Well, Engelbrecht says he's just hoping it's a big enough party to justify doing it again.
And then I have some other light bottles.
You're in there. At Fritz's bar, over a pint of local beer and a sandwich after the cyclists had left for their 98-mile ride to Crested Butte, customer Willie Lowe had a similar hope.
You know, I heard somebody say it wasn't as big a crowd as they expected this morning, but, you know, it's the first year.
Lowe, who's from North Carolina, says he didn't exactly plan his Colorado vacation around the USA Pro Cycling race, but he did know it was happening. He was glad the timing worked out.
It's fun to watch. More fun, the biggest fun, I guess, we have is walking by and looking at the bikes before they started, trying to figure out what they all were.
After watching yesterday's race, Lowe figures he'll now head to Independence Pass and maybe even to Breckenridge, where the race moves to on Saturday. No doubt exactly what organizers and tourism officials want to hear. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.